Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Yeah, it's a weird day today, Rochelle. I feel like I'm missing something. And by something, I mean 1 hour of my life has been stolen from me due to this ridiculous practice that is called daylight savings. Why do they do this? Like, it works out in our advantage the other time of the year where we get the extra hour back. But right now, I'm a bit loopy, if you can believe that.
I think it is for farmers.
Is
for
it
the farmers? I think it's for the farmers.
Oh, yeah, because or else the chickens will get confused or something like that. Who cares?
No, it's because of the sun.
It's a
because the sun goes... Okay, wait. So we went an hour back?
Spring forward, which means we lose an hour. That's why you're yawning. That's why I'm yawning.
I know.
Because it's completely fucked.
So is it because the sun goes down or something?
We get an extra hour of sunlight at the...
I don't know. I'm tired now. I don't think we should talk about this because it's making me tired.
Okay. But I
want to go back to bed for an hour.
There we go. But you, listeners, don't get your hopes up. That doesn't mean an extra hour of a show or you lose a show. I don't know what it means, but...
It means that Tip Tap Tip, we'll do the show and then we'll just erase it.
And we'll erase it. We'll call it our daylight savings show. There you go.
Someone was telling me that there's this artist who makes things more bland.
What? What are you talking about?
It's called like bland art, or I don't know. I can't remember what it's called, but you know, like there's like a brown bench and then he'll go and paint it brown again.
Is this one of your? Is this one of those Rochelle stories where she brings something up and but then
I don't know anything
any of the,
about it. Yeah,
any of the important details. Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bland. I think it's called bland something.
Okay, that's great.
It's an artist in Calgary.
Oh, it's a Calgary artist. Well, good thing you don't know anything about him.
I know. Well, it's probably because I, you know, I was talking to someone about it and then I forget stuff.
Right.
Never, you can't remember everything, Eric. I'm pretty sure if you Googled like bland art Calgary, it would probably
come up with at least 30 or 40 artists which fit that description.
Okay, fine, whatever.
I have to say this from the outset. I think I kind of went a bit overboard on our last show. And by that, I mean I kind of went off the fucking rails. I was ranting and raving. Apparently I had some people concerned. You know, that big rant I did last show about like wanting
But I'm used to that. You do that all the time.
I do that all the time. But now I'm apologizing because apparently that was a thing. So
what? Did a bunch of people write in and say, don't quit?
No, actually nobody did write in.
So then why are you saying that?
I don't know. Maybe in retrospect, I think I went overboard. I had some time. I had a week or so to mull about it and go, maybe that was a thing. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. I still think we're the best podcast in Calgary, though. I will stand by that. 100%.
I'm saying that it would be nicer if someone else said that to us.
Okay. Well, there's a daylight savings time going again. Rochelle is yawning.
Fuck, why am I yawning so much? I just had a nap, and it was a really good nap. Like, I feel refreshed, but...
Apparently not refreshed enough. We have a website. It's called tiptaptip.com. You go there, you do stuff, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the end. Moving along. You know, I've said that like a million times. I don't need to say it
again. You should replace that with the word moist.
Moist. How did how did the word moist come up in conversation?
We were talking about the band Moist.
You were talking about it?
Yeah.
Why were you talking about it?
Because I was driving and then one of the songs came on by Moist. And I remembered that was the first song that I listened to. The first time that I made out with a guy, we listened to Moist.
Now to catch everybody up who doesn't have to be...
That just sounds wrong.
It does sound awful. To catch everybody up who doesn't have to be Canadian, Moist were a...
they were Canadian?
Yeah, they're from Vancouver.
Oh.
They were a Canadian band, popular in the mid-1990s. Your alternative rock.
I think the one CD was called Silver.
Yeah, because it had that song. We are silver. Oh my goodness. Why do I remember that?
That's the CD that I made out to.
You made out to the whole CD?
Yeah. I made out for so long that the guy stretched my shirt because I refused to take it off. I should have just taken it off because then the shirt was ruined. I went and washed it and I dried it.
And it was
and it still was stretched out because his fucking hands
could not stay out of there.
Yeah. And the shirt was like this specific color blue that matched this plaid part in my skort. Do you remember what a skort was?
Let me guess. Skirt and shorts combined?
Yeah.
What a dumb piece of clothing that.
I liked it. Pukey green and a royal blue plaid skort. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome.
Shut up. Too anyway, bad you didn't keep... And then the royal blue shirt was the perfect blue to match that.
Before it got all stretched out from grabbing hands.
Yeah. And then I could not wear that shirt again. It was totally ruined.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any stories to top that. So, there you go. What else have we been doing? Not much.
What have we been doing?
Yeah, what have we been doing?
We don't do anything.
We don't do anything.
No, I went to a party.
Yeah, and I stayed home. There you go. Oh, yeah, how'd that party work out?
Sometimes you go out and I stay home, and I don't complain about it.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Poopy Pants. Oh, no, wait, it's Peepee Face, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing from the last show.
Yeah. No, yeah, so I went to a party. That was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I think it was for something, and there was something about the party, but I don't remember.
Master storyteller Rochelle.
It was called Radiant.
Sure.
It was about like Radiant Women because it was for Women's Day, International Women's Day.
Okay.
And it was put on by our local artist Shelley Olay. Put okay. on the party, and there was a DJ Mary Flavors.
Okay.
She was pretty awesome. We danced for a long time. She was wearing sparkly pants.
Okay. Well, and you had a great time?
Yeah.
Okay. You and your women folk?
There were men there, too. Mm-hmm. It was just a whole bunch of local artists. So okay. It was really cool. Like, a lot of interesting people. Although, you know, it's kind of funny because I haven't been to a party in a long time. And I just wanted to go up and talk to everybody. But then I had to remind myself that you don't do that. Like, like, if you know somebody, you don't really know them, you can't just go up and start talking to them.
Like an acquaintance.
No, like, you know who they are because, I don't want to say celebrity because that sounds so stupid, but...
Local personality.
Like, there were tons of those people at the party, and I was like, oh, they're so-and-so, but I don't think they know me.
So you didn't bother...
you don't just go up and be like, hey, how's it going? So you're doing stuff. And, like, what do you say? Because you don't really know them.
It's funny you should mention that because I do that all the time when I'm trying to make when I'm trying to make small talk with people. And I do that in that exact same voice, which you just did. But no one really wants to talk back to me. I walk up to people in the party and I'm like, hey, how's it going? You want to talk with me? And then they just walk away. I don't understand. Am I doing something wrong, Rochelle? What am I missing here?
Like, yeah, they probably just think you're an idiot.
Really?
Yeah.
What, don't you want to talk with me? Hey, how's it going? Okay, maybe I got to improve on my people skills.
Anyway, so I talked to some people. There was this one guy who's there, mm-hmm. and he's always at art parties. Like, he's you can just count on him being at art parties. And he used to run, like, a gallery. Mm-hmm. And stuff, and so back in the day, you know, I just always run into him at all these art parties, and he would come up to me, and he would always mistake me for this other girl that I went to art school with,
yeah.
who also has blonde hair, and he would also wear red lipstick or bright lipstick,
yeah.
But I don't think she had glasses, but I wasn't wearing my glasses last night. Oh no, I was wearing my glasses to the party anyway. Yeah. But this girl. Was the super, super, super slutty girl. Mm-hmm. And so you'd always think that I was her.
Is this
like a couple more times? And so that so at the party, he came up to me and I started talking to him, and I just had to make sure that he knew that I wasn't like the super slutty girl.
The second time that you've told me this story, the only thing that sort of popping to my head that this is probably some sort of like a Fight Club type situation going on.
Like I need to fight this chick?
No.
To be like...
No, that you've seen...
Oh, maybe I am the super slutty girl.
Maybe you are.
Oh, Eric.
Maybe the super slutty girl is your Tyler Durden. You're like, why does he keep on approaching me? I do.
Just, no, but you have to understand.
Just think about it. Where were you during all those times where he claims to have seen all those people? Or
like sometimes this girl and me would be at the same party.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, shut up.
I'm digging a bit deep here, Rochelle.
No, I'm for sure.
Okay.
The last time I saw this girl, I don't even know if she lives in the city anymore.
Yeah, okay.
But I promise you, and she has straight hair, not curly hair.
And her name's Michelle, not Rochelle.
No.
All right. Okay. This is just a theory.
And she makes out with everybody.
I'm just saying. It's just a theory.
Not even just making out. She bones everything.
She bones everything and everyone.
She bones. Yeah.
All right. Well. Just saying. Got some Craigslist stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I've been looking at the Craigslist.
Do you just lurk there for your own personal entertainment, or are you secretly looking for another wife?
This is exclusively show research that I'm doing. Just so we're clear. We look at the missed connection section. This one's coming from Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the United States. Somebody's looking for somebody here. I'll just read this. I was running from an alien, and I jumped into an alley, and an alleyway dumpster to hide. And you were there napping, and I woke you up. Speaking of waking up, I shared something out of your flask. And we laughed and talked about comments in our way to grilled cheese. You called yourself Blump, but I had to go poop, so I went to the gas station down the road. And when he came back...
What? This is in Craigslist?
Yeah, this is in the misconnections section. But I had to go poop, so I went to the gas station down the road. And when you came back, when I came back, you were gone. Just wanted to make sure the alien didn't track my scent and find you instead. Hope you are well. Meet me at the dumpster behind McDonald's tomorrow for lunch. Location... dumpster. There we go.
Homeless people don't have computers, though.
Well, they can go to the library and use a computer, right? That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. But they don't know how to write.
you're the worst person in the world.
Whatever, you say the bad shit, too.
This one's coming. This one is coming actually from Calgary, misconnection section there.
It's me.
No. I'll just read this here. You're Asian or of a similar race?
Yeah, it's not me.
Okay. I saw you cross the road to a bus stop in West Hills. You're hot. I want your babies. Very clear. Location, Calgary, West
Hills. Is that talking to a man or a woman?
It's male for man for woman, so...
So a man is saying to a woman that he wants her babies?
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense. And they also misspelled Calgary. They said Clagary. All right, good enough.
Sometimes I type it that way too. But you don't really say that. Like a woman says that to a man, like you're hot, I want your babies.
Yeah, because...
But yeah, I've never heard it otherwise.
Yeah, so if you happen to be Asian or of a similar race... That might be for you.
Right? I don't understand how people would do this. Like, hey, I saw you walking across the street. You know, what are the chances that person's actually going to see that?
I would like to know if this has ever worked. Not just in Calgary, but under any sort of missed connections or, you know, similar type.
Yeah. Like, I think it makes sense if say, for instance, if you work somewhere and they're like, hey, I saw, like, I went to this restaurant and you were working in the kitchen or you were serving me or whatever, yeah. and you're hot. That person's always going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, hey, that's me. But just like some random Asian person walking across the street. Well, there's lots of Asian people crossing streets everywhere.
This one happened to be very hot and in the West Hills area of Calgary.
That's so vague. Like, they're... That's dumb.
That's dumb.
It's never going to happen.
One day will happen. People just connect and they will make babies, apparently. Fuck. I'm a bit loopy today. I'll just apologize to our listeners. I'm going all crazy.
Oh, because you're drinking beer and you're a little bit tired.
Yeah, so that adds
up. That's a good combo.
I was going to drink something with caffeine, but I'm like, you know what? You know what would make the take the show to the next level is if I was already tired and then I started drinking a little bit. That would really hit the fucking ball out of the park. This is an interesting story that I didn't realize was a thing. Iceland, you know, home of Björk and other things.
They eat fish there.
I'm sure that people do eat fish there.
They eat whales, don't they?
They
eat whale fat.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I know one thing, that the government is looking to ban pornography in Iceland. Iceland's government is drafting plans to ban pornography in print and online in an attempt to protect children from the tide of violent sexual imagery, which really, come on, is like the best kind, right? Right? Okay.
Not for children.
Not for children. Well, okay, for adults. Fine. opponents say the move will censor the web, encourage authoritarian regimes, and undermine Iceland's reputation as a Scandinavian bastion of free speech. Advocates say it's a sensible measure that will shelter children from serious harm. When a 12-year-old types porn into Google, he or she is not going to find photos of naked women out in a country field, but very hardcore and brutal violence, says Halla Gunnar's daughter, political advisor to the interior minister. There are laws in our society. Why should they not apply to the internet? She says that the proposals are being drawn up by a committee of experts, and they won't introduce new restrictions, but simply uphold existing ones. Pornography is already banned in Iceland, news to me, and has been for decades, but the term is not defined, so the law is not enforced. Magazines such as Playboy and Penthouse are on sale in bookshops. Really? That's really not the worst. And more hardcore material can be bought from a handful of sex shops. Adult channels form part of the digital TV packages. Iceland's left-of-center government insists it's not sending out to sweep away racy magazines or censor sex. The ban would define pornography as material with violent or degrading content. So there you go.
What do you think? If you don't want your kids to see porn, I think that you can do a lot to keep it out of your house.
Yeah.
And keep your children away from it. And, you know,
just kind of keep tabs on what they're doing. It's not that hard. Like, you know.
Yeah, because you can put a thing on your computer so that your kids can't look at stuff like that on your computer, right?
Yeah, there's ways to set up like a filter at home, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're...
Or else when your kids are on the computer, just, you know, put it in more of a public space, like put it in your kitchen or something, so that when they're looking at stuff, they're looking at it in front of you.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think of like things like iPod touches or iPads, which are more sort of portable? You can take those, you know, wherever in the house, like say if...
Yeah, that's true.
Kid just needs to pop away for a second and... TCB?
What does that mean?
Taking care of business.
Oh, sick.
That's why I said TCB, so I didn't make you sick. But then you had to go there. You sick person.
When you were younger, did you try and look for porn in your parents' house or outside of your house? Like, did you try and buy porn magazines?
No, because
you can't buy them when you're younger.
You can't buy them when you're younger, but I did. I remember I was in junior high. Don't know exactly old, but there's this neighbor of mine named Donald, and he had a sister who worked at a video store, right? So he would somehow like get like pornographic videos from that video store, and then, you know, he'd bring them over, and he'd throw them in, and like, you know, we're just like kind of confused and didn't know what was going on.
How old are you?
Junior high. I don't know exactly.
Wow.
It's weird.
The first time I saw a pornographic video was my friend's friend. We went over to her house and her mom had some in a special like locked case or something, or a secret spot that she didn't think her daughter knew about.
Yeah.
And she put it in and we watched it, and it was the same sort of thing. It was called Come To or something like that.
Just like some bad pun.
Involved. Yeah. And that was the first time I've seen a porn video, and it was more like, what the fuck? Like it.
Actually, speaking of porn,
it was so gross to me.
Remember when we first started dating, very, very first, we were sharing a friend of ours was house sitting. You know the story, right? Yeah. And so Rochelle and I had gone up to Edmonton to hang out, and the people that our friend was house sitting for happened to be a gay male couple, right? And I don't know, like, who put it in the tape, right?
I probably did.
You probably put it in the tape, yeah. Right? I do remember the title, though. The title does not escape me, even these many years later. The title of this movie was called Grease Guns. And it's just dudes getting it on.
And we didn't watch the porn video. We just watched the previews. And then we were like, okay, we get it.
we got the gist, all right? Yeah. We know what Grease Guns is about. We don't need the full.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think if back in the day you were somehow able to get video rentals, even though you shouldn't have been able to get video rentals. I know my brothers, every once in a while, they randomly would find a porn magazine, or else they would go to the Wee Book Inn, which was a secondhand bookstore in Edmonton, yeah. And they had a porn section there. And sometimes they would buy it from there, or get their friend to buy it. Or I think one time somebody left a porn magazine in my dad's warehouse, and my brother took it back home. Mm. You know, like somehow.
It's funny
if you want to find that shit, like.
And you know what?
You're like, gonna find it,
and you know, and the baby's babbling, and you know for. And it is getting easier. I have to say this. Like, you know, with the internet, it definitely makes things.
Well, and if you put like the child lock thing on your computer, you know, because I find I punched in like party images.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I seriously just wanted like birthday party images or something like that, just for a birthday invite.
Yeah.
And all these pornographic images came up as well. So
I remember those because
that's a very innocent term. I think I even put birthday party. Like it wasn't just party.
Didn't you print those all on like a digital photo frame that I had?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we had a party and then all those.
And we showed all the pornographic images on it. Yeah. You did that.
Well,
I don't know how to do that, but
they're still sitting on the hard drive.
It's funny. Somewhere. Like
they're still hanging around on the computer.
Yeah. And that, I think it's in that, those drawers over there. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know the way I see it.
I think if our son was a teenager, I think it would be something that I would struggle with with a computer. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, and who knows when he's
so. If Iceland bans it, how can they ban it from the internet?
Yeah, like that's a lot of work on their part. Like you know, there's always ways to circumvent it, and if kids, you know, kids are pretty smart, they'll find ways to get around it.
Yeah, because kids seem to know how to work the computer better than adults do.
Our kid's going to be a genius by the time, whatever internet or whatever happens to be around.
Baby Einstein, here, learn how to email, how to do this.
Let's bring that up, actually. A friend of ours gave us a Baby Einstein DVD, and I've heard about this line of products for a while, but I've never actually seen it. I've never actually watched a Baby Einstein video, so I didn't know what to expect, right? It is fucked up.
It's not that fucked up. Like,
it's weird.
It's just, if you think about it, it's just like having a person babysitting your kid for a while, only it's a TV.
Yeah, because there's not really any storyline or anything really going on.
No, it's just as if you were sitting there and you were holding a puppet and you were like, this is a dog. Mm-hmm. This is, because you don't need a story for someone, for a child who's 9 months. Like,
they just want to look at animals and
yeah,
weird. I don't know. I found it really bizarre. Like I thought, Teletubbies were like the bottom.
Teletubbies is weird
as far as you can go. But like that makes it like baby.
I wonder if Teletubbies is on Netflix because he would probably like that. That's totally at his level right now.
Oh dear.
They don't talk. They just go,
If you have any topic ideas, any questions, stories, anything you want to share, we have an email address. It's info@tiptaptip.com. That's where you send your love letters, your praises, everything.
Your questions.
Everything. Everything just goes to that email address, info@tiptaptip.com.
Your concerns.
Concerns, even.
When Eric goes all crazy.
When I go all bonkers, that's where you send your... stuff too. Lots of Eurovision news, quite a bit.
Woohoo! Good.
Which is great for us and probably sucks if you hate Eurovision, but so be it. Tons of songs to talk about.
Bulgaria.
Oh, God.
That one's usually funny.
We can get right into it if you'd like.
Yes.
Because, like I said, there's going to be more
Let's
than
jump in, Eric. Let's just fucking jump it in.
Jump it in?
Jump it in. Jump in it. Holy shit. There's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot. Not all of these are Eurovision.
But, oh, okay.
But, you know what? Let's just start with the Bulgarian one, which is weird because Bulgaria in the past, at least as far as long as we've been watching it, has been not really the best entries.
No.
I don't think they've made it to the final any time that we've been watching it. I have watched this video before. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let Rochelle watch it. And I'm going to look at her face as I play this video and take careful note of the expression on her face. Here we go. This is Alitza and Stoyan, a song called Kismet, Bulgaria. All right, that was Bulgaria's entry. Elisa and Stoyan, a song called Kismet, the first minute of which was fucking brutal. And then it just got a little bit better from there.
Yeah, the first minute I'm like, is this
two different
all?
Songs?
Like, is this the only thing that they're going to do is just stand there and go, ah?
I know, it's awful. I was just like, when I heard it, I'm like, when I first heard it, I'm like, what the fuck?
But then after that, it gets really good. Like the beat and everything that they have is really catchy. I really like it. And the drummer guy is really good. And I think it's a really good blend of like some of the traditional stuff with some like poppy kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's a good blend because sometimes the blends are just like, what the fuck? But this one I think works.
I think they need to rework the song a bit. They got to get rid of that intro.
That intro is...
Because first of all, it takes up a minute and they got like 3 minutes and...
Yeah, like if they only get those ladies to do that thing like once, yeah. Fine. But... And then get on with like the good beats of the song and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. That's the best Bulgarian one that we've seen, though.
At least the last 2 minutes of which the first minute of this was like yeah. The worst Bulgarian song I've heard. I don't know how they managed to work it both ways, but they did. So we're going to be moving quickly along here because we got things to talk about. The UK, United Kingdom, England, or whatever. They have a song, Bonnie Tyler. Do you know who she is?
I reckon, like, the name sounds familiar.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. Hold On for a Hero.
Oh, I like that.
Same singer.
Cool.
They
have famous people there.
Yeah, but, you know, they did that last year with Engelbert Humperdinck. And, like, you know, they might think that it's great that they're doing that there, but the rest of Europe gave, like, apparently zero fucks when it came to, like, their pop stars. I think it's going to be the same for Bonnie Tyler when she sings her song Believe in Me. I'll play it. You let me know what you think, Rochelle.
You say you don't believe in signs from up above, and you laugh at the thought of putting your faith in stuff like love. You never see the rainbow, you just curse the rain. You say you wanna believe, but it's just not worth the pain today. Well, that's all fine if that's how you want it to be. But if you're feeling alone and afraid, and you can't
you, and stand beside.
What time?
That was UK. Bonnie Tyler, Believe in Me. That was their song. I don't know what you think about that.
I thought it was... It sounded more like something that's on Much More Music.
Yeah.
Not really Eurovision, but compared to Ingeborg Humperdinck, way, way, way better. And it's actually, I think it's a nice song.
It's pleasant.
It's not really...
It's not a winner.
No, it's just nice. Mm-hmm. It's not like...
It's not nice, but it's...
Well, now I can't remember what I was going to say.
Okay, anyways. Because
you interrupted me.
All right.
Like you do.
That thing I do.
Okay. I got to go because baby's crying.
Okay. Well, tell you what. This is one of our super special shorter shows, which means that there's going to be lots to talk about next time. Tell you what. I'm going to do a couple things. I'm going to play one more song, which I'll play for Rochelle once this show is done. But just to, you know, just kind of lead us out before we wrap things up completely. And then we'll just go from there. So, yeah, this is our special short-ish edition of Tip Tap Tip.
It's not that much shorter than our regular show. It's like 15 minutes.
Half an hour.
Okay, fine, whatever. Okay.
All right. Bye, Rochelle. We'll see you later. Anyways, we're gonna end this show with a song from... what do we have here? We have Georgia, Russia, Spain, Croatia, Armenia. We played Bulgaria, Hungary, Israel, Serbia, or Estonia, or Sweden. I'm going to play Sweden's song because they won last year, so let's see what they have to talk about. This is Robin Stjernberg. It's the best I can pronounce it. A song called You, and this is Sweden. Let's see what they have to say about that. Hold on one second. Robin Stjernberg, You, Sweden. Yay.
And I play the beat, and you strum on your guitar. Those were the days of old. Give me my time.
That was Sweden with our Robin Stjernberg singing a song called You. You. And I have to say this. This is a perfect example of a country that takes Eurovision seriously because they did win this year, or didn't win last year, and they actually did a not too bad entry this year, as opposed to the UK, who just always seem to half-ass it every year. Rochelle's gone, so I'm going to wrap up the show, because as much as I would love to talk and hear my own voice for half an hour, I don't think that the rest of y'alls would. So that being said, let's wrap this up, which just means, you know what? Don't worry about it, because it means we have lots to talk about the next time around. So calm down. And yeah, let's wrap this up. All right, cool. Well, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. It's a special shorter edition where Rochelle takes off, take care of things. But I'm here to lead you out, because that's what I do. I don't stop things. I just kind of rant sometimes and stamp my feet, but not today. No, I'm going to be professional, wrapping it up, doing the best that I can, and stuff. If you like the show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, etc., etc., etc. Tell them, go to tiptaptip.com, check us out, and listen to the show and stuff, because it's really good, and more so when it's full length. If you want to leave a voicemail, 310-584-7827, that is our voicemail number. I get lonely sometimes, and the only thing that can help me is to hear a voicemail from one of our listeners saying what's on their mind, whether they like us, they hate us, they disagree with something we said, or whatever. Let us know. That's 310-5-TIP-TAP. What else we got? If you like us, leave a comment in iTunes, and I'll make sure to check it at least once a year, because apparently those are people are adding stuff and I keep on forgetting to check. But give us a good rating, because hey, ratings help. 5 stars, or if possible you can hack the system, give us 20 stars. I don't know, just be resourceful, do it. You're the smartest listeners in the world, you're the prettiest, you're the best, and that's why you listen to this show, and that's why we do it for you, because we like to perform for good people. Thank you for listening. My name is Eric. Rochelle's taking care of baby and stuff. We will talk to you next time. Bye.